probably the people that are listening to you or your family members that are walking through have been dancing to your music at this point. You can tell them all to settle down now. We're going to quit the dance music for just a few minutes. If you'll turn to page 57, it's your turn to shine. Now you see the same charts that we had on page 56, but they're empty. They're ready for you, the rhythm creator, to take over. Remember, my helpful hints there will guide you along. Each measure in 4/4 has to have 4 beats or equivalent to 4 beats, and you need to refer to your rhythm pyramid at the beginning of this chapter. And then in the second half, example 10-7, each measure needs to have 3 beats or the equivalent to 3 beats. And don't forget that if you draw a note and the stem is up, you're indicating your right hand would play. If you draw the note and the stem is down, you're suggesting left hand play. Also, if you want to run a couple of copies of this page before you fill in those squares, you could have fun just practicing rhythms and don't worry about whether the stem is up or down, and just clap them like we did initially when I introduced it. In the appendix, there are other rhythms, and you might want to try counting them, clapping them, playing them. You may want to write in the rhythm, the numbers, as you go along. There's just some examples back there that I hope you'll be interested and excited to try to work through.